What up, nerds? Welcome back to Log In. I know you've missed us because we've missed us. This is your boy, the Lord on, well, not on high, temporarily taking the lead from that.
Sober Lord.
Lord of high on life right now. Tristan, with me is
Lord Braden.
And we are going to talk about The Flash, amongst other movies coming out. But this one's coming out apparently August or April 25th.
Don't jump on me.
That's a flu beetle. We'll get to that. Fucking a Tuesday. Because today? Tuesday. Like, why is it releasing on a Tuesday is a fucking question I have.
Because it's going to be so bananas that it can't release on a Friday. That's just my assertion. There's no... Because, the way I'm thinking about this is this movie has to be ball-busting spectacular to keep Ezra Miller as your Flash, who literally kidnapped motherfuckers, like, at gunpoint or whatever the hell it was.
Charges were dropped, so it never happened.
Right. But, like, it says DC did not drop him, regardless of his crimes, because this movie has to be that damn good.
Yeah, I mean, like that meme said, with enough prep time, Michael Keaton's Batman can make you forget Ezra Miller's a terrible person. Which, honestly, that's what I'm most excited about. I just want to see fucking Keaton. Because that's my Batman. That's the Batman I grew up with as a kid. And just... He is Bruce Wayne from Tim Burton's universe, right? He's not like Keaton playing Thomas Wayne. Like,
it's from what I understand,
with the Flashpoint shit,
it's gonna be a long movie. 2.5 hours.
I'm here for it as long as it's good. It better.
It has to be. It just has to be because, like I said, they're keeping him as the Flash.
And I wonder if they're gonna use this to reset the DCU.
I think it is.
And so once that happens. Which I'm still salty about fucking Henry Cavill not being goddamn Superman going forward.
From what I hear, according to Fandom Wire, Henry Cavill Superman confirmed to appear in The Flash despite the Man of Steel leaving DCU. So I think this is going to reset a lot of things.
Cool. But I'm also open to them just like putting them on the shelf for a minute, introducing the new Superman, and then boom, multiverse.
I mean, it's a possibility.
Like, Crisis on Infinite Earths, they did it in the shows, and it was decent, but, like, that on a large scale fucking...
But that's the only spot where DC is winning, is on the show front.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know, that's debatable now with the She-Hulks and the Moon Knights and all that shit that just dropped. But...
Oh... They said that Cavill does appear in the Speed Force, but it's just a repurposed Justice League footage, not the big surprise.
Oh.
According to Twitter. Or Casey Walsh.
We'll see. Obviously watched the trailer multiple times. How you feel about it being Kara instead of Supes?
I'm okay with that, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I didn't know how I would feel until I saw it. And I was like, I fucks with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
I thought it was Power Girl at first.
Me too.
Before they actually said her name, I was like, oh, shit, are we getting Power Girl? Because that'd be a dope.
That would be dope.
And I was like, oh, it's Kara. Also sweet. Like, well, I'm here for that.
It's a Kara from a different universe. Whatever. It's not like Kara Zor-El. Like,
from Earth.
Superman's freaking... Cousin.
Earth 1, Kara. Yeah. Krypton 1 with the fucking universe.
Yeah.
She's still cousins, but just not. And the black hair, that kind of threw me off for a second, too. And I was like, nah, fucks with it. But what are you expecting out of it?
Like I said, well, I'm expecting, like you said earlier, it's just going to reset the whole DCU. And it's going to be a clean slate. Because it's almost going to, I think it's going to be like a Flashpoint type movie,
mm-hmm.
which, will effectively clear the slate, at least in my eyes. That way, when you do the whole recasting thing, it's not just, you know, It's just new faces with a reason at this point.
Right. I'm hoping.
Especially if Aquaman or Jason Momoa is now
Lobo.
Yeah, if he's going to be cast as Lobo and stuff like that, it's going to be the same guy playing in the same universe, but as somebody different.
And see, that has great comedic possibility, because Barry could be like, hey, why aren't you in the ocean?
I mean, it could be the reason why they do end up recasting Ezra Miller. Because he could fuck up the timeline to where his continuity itself changes.
Yeah, it could be that shit where Barry gets trapped in the Speed Force because the Speed Force needs a speedster in it at all times, and
yep,
bring Grant Gustin.
Yep.
Because that's my Flash.
And like, that show is ending. They just wrapped their last season.
Yep.
No, Candace Patton.
Even though she's a homewrecker.
It's okay. She can wreck my home.
Yeah. In a heartbeat. But no more Caitlin Snow. But I'm wondering if, because you said it's a 2.5 hour movie.
Oh, she's Zara. Zor-El.
Oh, Zara, not Kara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Extending the super family. I'm digging it. My question is, are they going to have a definitive end of this movie, or is it going to be a ... We're going to get the ellipses at the end.
We're going to get the ellipses.
You think so?
I believe so. Like I said, I think this is going to be the beginning of the James Gunn continuity.
And I do know that it is a Flashpoint style-ish movie, because it's whole, like when Batman asks him, why this universe? Because my mom's alive.
Right.
So I'm wondering if one of the surprises is going to be one of the most petty sons of bitches to exist in comic books.
No, he is the pettiest. In my eyes, he's the pettiest.
I mean, I can't argue against it. Like, I'm having a hard time of thinking who the fuck else would even be to that level of petty.
And there's quite a few, but none touches the absolute pettiness of, like, going back into time just to fuck shit up because of one individual.
He's the 50 Cent of the fucking DC universe. And if you don't know who we're talking about fucking Zoom. Right. Reverse Flash.
Eobard Thawne.
Yeah.
I would hate my life if my name was Eobard, I'm just saying.
Right. It was me, Barry. Like, I hope the shit we see him, because that'd be fucking dope.
Yeah. No, it would make sense, because like, that's his main nemesis of Flashpoint.
Right.
So, I mean, well, at least that causes Barry to enact said Flashpoint. So, now, we might see a Thomas Wayne type. Oh, no. They did a cartoon movie of it.
Yeah.
Like in, Thomas Wayne writes Bruce a letter.
Yep, and that's
the messenger type deal.
Yeah, that's the end of it. Yeah, yep. And Bruce sheds a tear. And yeah.
Little thug tear.
That's one of my favorite animated movies. That shit is, they did that shit justice.
That's where DC's winning.
Yeah, and even then, like, it shows you how fucking petty Eobard is from the beginning of that movie to the end. Like,
yep.
It's all about, fuck you, Barry. Right. I don't give a shit what else is going on. Right. Fuck you specifically.
But yeah, it there's a lot of potential for it. That's why I'm like, I'm assuming, I'm going to go with low expectations, but like, it has to be fucking fantastic for them to keep this dude on there, not go through the recasting method. I mean, because they were going to recast Mara in Aquaman before it got scrapped completely. Over just false allegations in a divorce case or whatever.
Yeah. You know what's sad is, over the weekend I watched it's a dumb movie, but I like it. Fucking Drive Angry with Nicolas Cage when he's like a demon.
Oh yeah.
He comes back from her. It's a terrible fucking movie, but I like it. And Amber Heard's in it, and I'm just looking at him like, she could shit in my bed. I'd be okay with it. Like,
dude, fuck, that woman is gorgeous. I watched Aquaman. I'm like, god damn, she's a baddie. Like, she had to have a flaw. She was too fucking pretty.
Yeah, there's gotta be something wrong with every pretty girl.
Right, so she's so much, she's psycho. I know dudes that would stay with that. Like, ah, she's so toxic, but golly.
Like, yeah. And you know what's crazy is it says release in 25th, and then about a week later, May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
So it's about to be a fucking lit-ass couple weeks.
We get James Gunn run.
And this will be James Gunn final Marvel MC, movie, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And then, so I'm wondering if they're just going to scrap Guardians altogether. Or
I think this is it for Guardians, at least for...
Well, I know that the team as we know it, it'll be it for them, so, but I wonder if they even touch it, because if they decide to do a whole new cast, I think it'd be better as a show.
Yeah, it would have to be
like
a show.
I think it'd be dope as a show. Like,
I think Marvel's really getting away from doing a lot of the movies. Because I know Young Avengers has never been popular. Even though they're setting that up. But, because everybody in that was starting with the MCU, they're all walking away from the project. Like, far as I know, Thor's done. Like, because I think he's done, like, working, period, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, just movies in general?
I think so, because...
take a break? Raise his family?
Well, he finally has, like, a long strain of, like, Alzheimer's and stuff, like, on both sides of his family.
Oh, damn.
So he's trying to...
make the most of what time he has, just in case the shit... Yep. I don't blame him. He's got the money and resources to do that shit. Do it.
Yeah. And then they asked Scarlett Johansson. She's like, that chapter's done. They asked Batista. He said the same thing. Like, I like Drax. I think Drax has done his final movie, which makes sense. He wants to expand his horizons. As far as wrestlers go, he's the best acting wrestler.
He is the best wrestler turned actor, because I watched Knock at the Cabin, which is... a decent movie, but I was just like, yeah, you're a way better actor than Dwayne and John so far.
Well, I mean, The Rock plays The Rock in every movie, except Be Cool.
Yes.
That was the only time he actually had to bust out some acting chops.
And
Other than that, he played himself.
He was fucking great.
Dude, he was amazing.
Fucking him and Vince Vaughn together and that shit is Twinkle, twinkle, baby.
Twinkle, twinkle.
That's just stupid as fuck. It's been a while since I said I need to rewatch that.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Cena's great in comedic shit. Like he nails it. So I'd have to see him in some serious shit. I've seen Batista in some The Knock at the Cabin, which was more thriller horror ish shit. I've seen him in some independent shit that he was good in.
Yeah.
So he's actually got range. So it makes sense for him to be like, okay. And he can always come back and make a guest appearance here and there. With the Thor, it's like, are you just done with Thor stories in general? Or if Chris Hemsworth is indeed going to step away for, even if it's, you know, for a few years, be the perfect time to bring Beta Ray Bill in.
Mm-hmm.
We already know he exists in the MCU. We've seen him on fucking Scar.
Well, Adam Warlock's supposed to be popping up here.
Yeah, in the new Guardians. Yep.
They're supposed to be doing a new Fantastic Four-ish.
I heard Adam Driver is
going to be Reed Richards.
Or is that who he's going to be?
I think.
I'd rather see him as Doom, if I'm being honest.
Well, maybe. I'm not sure. Right now, like, from what I understand, there's mostly speculation. Nothing like confirmed headlining shit. But, I mean, the MCU, they did a lot of building up, so I don't know how they're going to implement everything else. I'm excited for Shang-Chi 2.
Yeah.
Other projects, like I said, all the heavyweights, they're hanging up the capes.
And not only that, shit like Jonathan Majors with this goddamn scandal he's got.
He's still Kang, though. They didn't drop him as Kang.
Yeah, but they were talking about it. But I know the initial charges got dropped and shit, and old girl recanted her story or some shit like that. But
then another girl came out.
Yeah, now apparently there's another girl, but... judging from a distance, everything I've ever seen him, like, he just don't strike me as that type of dude.
No. Nope.
So I'm like, that. He's a really good fucking actor.
I mean, he is.
he really is. So, but I'm like, fuck, I don't want him to be recast as Kang. Just be a good person, you son of a bitch. You nailed it in Quantumania.
Right. So, I mean... like I said, the MCU, DCU is in a perfect position to overtake MCU, just because there's so much confusion on the MCU front.
And even if it don't overtake, it's a good time to at least tie the game up because they have been so far behind.
Yeah. Oh, well, like I said, they've only been winning. They've always won on the comic front, but and on the animated movies, whoa. They have. As far as sales go, yeah.
We're talking quality, but numbers don't mean shit when it comes to that.
People throw their money at quality.
No, they throw their money at mediocrity, i.e. Drake.
So I have a we can circle back to that a little bit later. But, all right, so, I mean, you have the Marvels coming out, which, by the way, has more dislikes than likes for some reason.
Oh, my God. Conservative cis white males are losing their fucking
minds. Call me cis! Sis is a slur.
I swear, each Marvel girl might as well hold a can of Bud Light in her hand. The like, they are getting so pissed. Like, damn, dude, y'all know women exist in real life, too, right? Like, the fuck?
Only in the kitchen.
And it's, yeah, it's only because there's a black one and a Muslim one. And then everybody hates Brie Lawson for some fucking reason.
I don't know why.
I don't get it either. She's another woman's gorgeous to me.
And then, I mean, we got so much on and popping. I guess looking at what's coming out for MCU, they're in decent hands. You got, obviously, the Guardians movie. You got Secret Invasions, which is a series.
Yeah, that should be decent. Marvel's been nailed with those live-action series. But DCU's, I feel, their future success hinges on Flash and, almost more importantly, Blue Beetle.
Yep.
Because that'll be the first official slate in the James Gunn DCU-verse. Yep. It's already came out, said it's canon, so everything that happens in this movie is official. And they got the right dude to play Jaime.
Yep. Dude from Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he done conquered the All Valley tournament. It's time for him to take his talents intergalactic. So, and that comes out in when?
August 18th.
Yeah, it's a good few months.
2 days before my son's birthday. That's a good little birthday thing to go.
Perfect with. Birthday gift for that dude.
Right.
And then switching out of.
Oh, hold on. No, they didn't drop Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no, that's... When's it come out? December?
Yeah.
They're going to do a Christmas release on that one. So, yeah, I wonder how that plays out. Because I know they did some reshoots and shit once everything was announced, so...
Amber Heard's sexy ass still in there, so...
She just... Unless...
Just let her be sexy, man.
Yeah, if they want to recast her, then you got to get Teresa Palmer.
If you know or Amelia Clark.
Fuck Amelia Clark.
Teresa. I would fuck her.
I would too. But not over Teresa Palmer. Because she looks like Amber Heard. Except she's just Australian, which makes her a little bit better.
But have you seen people digitally superimpose Amelia Clark as Mara?
Yeah, I have.
Fucking seamless. She's just shorter, that's all.
Yeah, way shorter.
It's okay. But then you got James Gunn. On his official Facebook and Twitter, he released Superman Legacy is now in pre-production.
But you can't tell me this woman wouldn't be a good Mira. She looks like Amber Heard's okay. sister.
Or cousin.
She, yeah,
first
she's,
cousin.
She's just Australian. Like, bam, Mira.
I could see it.
Yeah. I'd be okay with Daenerys doing it too. But... She would look so tiny next to, like, Jason Momoa. And she,
oh, yeah.
I mean, we've already seen her next to Jason Momoa.
Right.
And she looked fucking tiny. But one of the comic book movies that I'm most excited about, and people are already hating on that shit, too, is TMNT Mutant Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
They were, oh, my God, I can't believe this animation style. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, dude, it's comic book style. Like.
I like it.
I was like, y'all know it was a comic book first, right? Like, no. I understand we all grew up with the TMNT, Turtles in the Half Shell, Turtle Power. I get it. But it was a comic book first. A dark, gritty, grimy-ass comic book on top of that.
And it still is.
Yes, it is.
And The Last Ronin is getting a series.
And it's getting a game.
Oh, it's getting a game, too?
And from what I heard of the game is going to be like a God of War-ish style game. That's what I said. I was like, fuck yes, sign me.
I would put it in pre-order right now.
Santa Monica Studios, jump on that, show them how it's done, and fucking nail it. Because, my God. And him just switching weapons like Kratos would do. And
yeah.
Yes. Fuck yes. I'd be all for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd shut up and take my money. Why are we even talking? I want the special edition, too. Whatever.
Yep, I want the deluxe, whatever the fuck. Like,
I want it better come with a goddamn statue. I want it.
Or like a Last Ronin, like, mask figurine or something like that. Like, something smexy like that.
Yeah, I would. But when they say game, I'm like, fuck yeah, buddy.
But, you know, so Blue Beetle does come out, after The Flash August.
In August.
And so far what we can tell is George Lopez is the dad? Is he the dad?
I'm not sure if he's a dad or an uncle, but he's in it. And what do you call Batman in that fucking preview? He called him a fascist or some shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, circling back to James Gunn's DCU with this, is the Batman?
No.
That's a whole separate fucking...
Whole separate deal.
Okay, so...
Just like the Joker.
And the Joker is just a standalone universe. I'm okay with that. Oh, yeah, and then fucking Joker will be coming.
Yep, with Lady Gaga.
Which... If they had announced this years ago, I'd be like, man, why the fuck is she doing it? But the woman can act.
She can.
So, and she's a natural born entertainer, and she is extremely attractive to me.
Well, I mean, she's extremely attractive regardless. She just wears weird shit.
Yeah, but that's kind of the appeal. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, you know she's like toxic in bed.
Yeah. Which is perfect for Harley Quinn.
Right.
So...
I mean, yeah, you're not going to get an abnormal beauty like Margot Robbie to cross over into, like, a pre-modern time fucking Joker universe. But, like, I mean, like I said, the Joker in there is more along the lines with, like, Joaquin Phoenix he's an actor. He's an A-list fucking actor. But, like, that's what they need. It's not like a big action fucking, you know...
Yeah.
James Cameron-esque thing. It's just something good to watch.
Yeah, in the first Joker movie,
it was more like a palate cleanser.
I get that shit like a 4.8 out of 5. Like, it's a near-perfect movie in my opinion. It
was really good. I gave it a solid 4 out of 5.
I fell in love with it watching that shit because it came out around my birthday. And I've just learned if a comic book movie comes out around my birthday within a week, it's fucking great. Batman, Logan, Joker, all that shit. But have you heard anything story-wise other than obviously him just fucking basically turning out fucking Harlan Quinzel? Like, because as far as plot and shit, I haven't really heard anything.
Let's see.
And I know it's all the same people. Todd Phillips is doing it again, which... Get that man credit. From The Hangover to Joker, that man has got range.
No, I haven't really...
Yeah, it's like... So they're keeping that pretty close to the vest, and I kind of dig it. It makes me want to see it that much more.
Yeah, so, like, the Folie de Deux, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Folie de Deux.
Yeah, which means shared madness. Which... implies.
So we know after the events of the first movie, when he's out in the streets and it fades to black, he obviously gets fucking arrested and sent to Arkham because that's the only place he's going to meet fucking Harlan.
Right, because as people do or don't know, Harlequin was...
Yeah, at this point you better fucking know. She's a psychiatrist in Arkham.
She has a doctorate in this shit, but he broke her. Or freed her, depending on how you look at it.
I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you see that. I mean, it's not, like, tied to, like, you know, the comic book universe, but it is in a way. It's, like I said, it's a palate cleanser. It's like a thriller, most.
See, and that's why I like the original one so much, because Todd Phillips took bits and pieces from each, like, important Joker story. The Arthur Fleck being the Red Hood.
Yeah.
And everything, even though they didn't show the Red Hood. But that's where Arthur Fleck comes from. And then he just took bits and pieces of shit, mashed it together, and created greatness. And so, if he does that again, I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, like, I'm going to trust the process. Because when I first saw it, aesthetically, I was like, I'll watch it anyway. But it turned out really good.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna trust Director Todd.
He knows what he's doing. I wonder if they're gonna introduce a Batman in that, because
I don't think it'll be
because he was a kid. So I wonder how much later this is gonna take place. I imagine that's how they open that fucking movie.
I don't know. I read some rumors that he's going to try bring like an older Batman where his son is the Robin now, Damian.
Hmm.
Which doesn't make sense because if he's recasting Superman to be like just getting to Metropolis, like post high school Superman or post college Superman, first time working at the Daily Planet, like.
Yeah, because him and Bruce are about the same fucking age.
Right, so I don't...
So, yeah.
I'm worried.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, no. And then Joker, Bruce was a fucking child. He couldn't have been no more than like 10, 11, 12 at the oldest.
Right, that's why I'm like, I'm going to go with low expectations.
Yeah, we'll see how this plays out.
Because right now I'm going with low expectations with The Flash because... Like I said, I'm anticipating it to be fucking ball-busting amazing because they're still keeping this guy as the Flash as far as I could tell. But at the same time, it's like, it was a transition between production and directors and shit. So it's like, what the fuck's going to happen? I know people are wanting the Snyderverse to be contracted with Netflix so Zack Snyder can still do his own DCU. Oh, I would
love that shit. Oh, man. Yeah, because... I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Yeah, motherfucking Snyder Cut of Justice League. I just watched that shit again. Like, a couple weekends ago. I'm just... My nephew's like... Watching it with me. He's like, wait, that didn't happen. And I'm like, oh, you ain't seen the Snyder Cut? Here, educate yourself. Yeah,
this is what Snyder wanted.
Let me show you how this is...
That's why, like, the Snyder thing didn't work out. Because too many people had their fingers in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just letting Zack Snyder do his own fucking thing.
Yeah, that's... I was watching a little mini documentary on YouTube about that shit with a whole completely different movie. But like, when the studios try to dip their hands in it, like, no, you should do it this way. No, you should shut the fuck up and just finance
it. Let the nerds run it.
And let me do this shit, and I promise you it'll work out. Like,
dude, nerds are coming to this shit. They're expecting to see this type of shit. Like, let me run this shit.
Yeah,
for real. But, yeah, no, it's a... Like I said, right now DC is in a perfect position to overtake the MCU in terms of running the cinematic universe of anything.
It's a tall order, though.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're in prime position because a lot of the Marvel people are leaving the project. They're aging out, really, because...
Yeah, I mean, they've already switched over Cap, because now it's going to be Captain America New World Order.
Yep.
Like you said, Thor might call it quits.
Well, as of right now, he did.
Scarlett Johansson's done. Dave Bautista's done. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep Chris Pratt.
I don't know. I'm getting tired of seeing him.
Yeah.
He's like Tom Holland. He's like, I'm getting tired of seeing this fool.
Yeah, he don't need to be casting every fucking thing.
Right.
There's Which, plenty. Speaking of, like, are they going to continue with Tom Holland Spider-Man? Because I do think they're doing a fourth one.
They are. And he's also tied into the Spider-Verse in some capacity.
Really?
Yeah.
The animated one?
Yep. Because they cross into the live-action verse.
That's
what. And then in Tom Holland's movie, he crosses into the animated verse. It's just a whole into the Spider-Verse type of deal.
Oh. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. I can't wait for that one.
But he's... Tom, as far as I read, He's good for two more movies on his contract.
Okay.
And these might be it. Into Spider-Verse and then his last solo project. So, we'll see. Because he wants to take on different roles.
Which I'm all for it, and I know Andrew Garfield wants it back. But I really think...
Well, they already tied him to the Venomverse, Tom Hardy's Venom. So, it's a high possibility.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But see, now that reminds me that the piece of that symbiote got left in the MCU. So I wonder what the fuck they're going to do with that.
I mean, it could be Tom Holland's final time because it was in his universe that it was left in. Which would kind of bring full circle to...
Tom Holland's universe?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So it would be like an homage to Toby, who ended his against Venom. So yeah, it's a full circle moment.
Yeah, it's just such a good time to be a nerd.
As long as you're not gatekeeping. But with that said, we will leave you guys with this half hour episode of Log In, and we'll come back to talk some more movies here shortly. Log out.